We come to that communion portion of our worship. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Ritual is important. Ritual is like the wires in the wall or the telephone wires. It sort of carries things to us. But there's always the danger of ritual in that it becomes mechanical and it's possible to distance ourselves from it. And certainly that is the danger when it comes to the Lord's Supper, not just the Lord's Supper, but our worship and praise in listening to the Word of God. There's always the need for attentiveness. This table is for those who know Jesus Christ as Savior. They have been baptized in water in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they are members of a church here or someplace else. If these things are not true of you, any one of these things, we would ask that you simply, as the bread and the cup is passed around, to hand it off to the person next to you. Let's consider the passage before us today from Matthew 11, beginning at verse 2 through verse 11. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of the Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" And Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. And the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds concerning John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes. I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly I say to you, among those born of women, there has arisen no one greater than John the Baptist. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This table is indeed for those who are least in the kingdom of heaven, those who belong to Jesus Christ. In this Advent season, we celebrate not only the first coming of Christ, but we celebrate his second coming as well. John was the last of the Old Testament prophets, a true believer, and he longed for the coming of the Messiah. And one very important aspect of taking and receiving the Lord's Supper is that to which it points. There ought to be the same longing in you and me that John had for his Messiah. We ought to be longing for the coming of our Savior. And we can easily fall into the same kind of despair that John fell into. He was in prison, and it didn't seem right. If the Messiah is here, then what am I doing in prison? Are you really the Messiah, Jesus? And we could fall into the same kind of despair as we look at the world around us, especially the events, the horrible events that took place in Connecticut a couple of days ago. And yet, we do have the answer to this culture of death, this despair that tends to creep in. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our hope. So when you take the bread, when you drink the cup, these things speak to us of Christ's suffering on behalf of sinners like you and me. He's making atonement for us so that we will stand before God someday. As we learned in Sunday school this morning, we will stand before Him guiltless because of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the meaning of this bread and this cup. And are you thinking about that? Is that on your mind right now? Or is it, when's this thing going to be over? When can we get our bagels? Or whatever else is on our minds. Let's take the cup. Let's take the bread and drink the cup and do so with thanksgiving and with faith. And as we do it, may I suggest that you pray this simple prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you have come. And thank you that you are coming again to put the world to rights. We like to sing a hymn to prepare ourselves to receive the Lord's Supper. And let's stand together and sing a hymn together, Jesus Christ, our sure foundation. Let's stand.